It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
The show, my guest Randy Falsetta joins me to talk about music theory and by-ear learning and some issues and discussion that surround that. Randy is the Detroit editor for Splash Magazine. He's interviewed many a great artist and written about them, photographed them. He's a fantastic musician, guitar player, songwriter, and former music instructor who has played in and performed live in a number of bands and as a solo artist. Randy is also host of the web-based interview show South Detroit Soundhouse, in which he's interviewed international artists such as Toto and Eddie Money. Randy Falsetta, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Hey, JD, how are you today?
I'm doing good, man. It's great to have you on the show. Actually, Randy and I go back a little ways, so we might talk a little bit about that. But let's start out by talking about your music career. What have you done in music? And maybe get a little bit into your previous music learning experience.
When I was young, I guess for friends of mine, who also played guitar, I kind of tapped into it as well. And it just resonated for me when I was really, really young, probably about 12, 13 years old. And it was just something that became a quick passion of mine and just wanted to, you know, investigate it as much as I can. And it's one of those stories, I guess, where, you know, like the Beatles influence were for many other people. I remember my brother bringing home a 45 of the band Kiss with Rock and Roll All Night on one side. And remembering that vividly and wanting to explore, you know, his style of guitar playing, which turned me on to other guitar players. And it all kind of started from there.
You didn't take lessons early on or anything like that, or did you at all?
No, it was all, I was one of those people who I guess was fortunate enough to have a bit of an ear to pick things up by myself. And back in those days, back in the, the mid-70s, late 70s, it was, you know, putting the needle back and forth on the record player or, you know, pressing rewind and play on a tape deck. It wasn't anything like there is today. So it was more rigorous and time-consuming, but it did develop my ear and friends of mine as well. I remember us doing the same similar things and just, you know, learning off records, and that's where we, you know, developed an ear for it. But later on, it became more, you know, I want to learn more about the notation and take things more seriously and be able to read out of a book and open up that door, which, you know, again, you know, broadens the scope of what you can do on the instrument.
Did you start learning theory and whatnot on your own, or did you go for lessons, that kind of thing? Like, how did that work?
Well, the ear part, I remember when I was, again, you know, in my early teens, learning by ear by myself. And that was something I did on my own, but I did take formal lessons for the notation and going through, you know, the beginner books and getting into advanced books, which later helped me because, you know, when I approached going to university and studying classical guitar there, I mean, all that notation stuff really helped. Without that, I think I would have had a rougher ride. So again, it was learning the guitar by ear by myself and taking formal lessons for quite a few years, just the reading and notation wise.
You've been on both sides of covers and doing your own material originals. And would you say one over the other was more helpful in your creative ability? Was it, you know, did you pull from music theory and your education when you're, you know, kind of creating and doing your own thing? Or did you find that more the by ear thing and just pulling creativity from just making stuff up kind of?
Well, I think first one has to have the ability to learn by ear. There are those people that just can't identify notes and tones and chords or whatever. So, you know, you have to have that beginning ability, which I was lucky enough to have, again, you know, some ability in that department. But, you know, it does, the notation, I think, doesn't lead, you know, it's not as much as a creative element because you're really just, you know, repeating what somebody has already written. But the ear thing, you know, I think of a guy like Eddie Van Halen who didn't take any formal training at all and just used the guitar as more of experimentation and just, you know, been able to not have any walls up at all and just to see where the guitar could go without any direction at all. And I mean, look where that took them. So I think the creativity is all about breaking down walls and not having those formal borders up.
Sure. I know excellent musicians that have gone to school and are educated musically through theory and whatnot, and they don't necessarily have much creativity and can't sit down and ad lib at their instrument that they're very proficient on if they're reading music. Kind of amazing how that works. What do you think about the difference between tab and theory? Because tab became kind of this easy way to, you know, learn songs and things like that, you know, especially like for a guitar player to be able to play without knowing theory. And what are your thoughts between theory and tab?
Well, tab is, you know, it's one of those double-edged swords. It's great because at the end of the day, it's whatever sound comes out of the instrument. Nobody knows whether you're reading it from notation or reading it from tab. It's just what comes out of the speaker. So it gave, you know, people the opportunity, young kids, to just pick up stuff quite easily. It would have been done the same way with notation, sounded the same had they done it that way. I think the only difference is that, you know, tab is very limited and notation can take you a lot further. You know, you see tab on the internet and you don't see notation on the internet. I mean, that's more of a serious man's game, you know, especially when you get into, you know, score reading or, you know, classical guitar pieces and stuff like that. Tab can only take you so far. So I think it's limited.
And we'll get a little bit into the internet and how it might affect music instructors. But I want to mention a couple things. One thing, Randy's at the beach right now. Talking to him from the beach. And
it's a beautiful 75 degree day. There's nobody on the beach except for me and a few people. But the waves are crashing and I'm living it.
In L.A., right?
Exactly. L.A. on Riverside Drive.
All right. And I also want to mention, and a lot of our listeners probably know because I've mentioned this a number of times to our listeners and others all the time. I attribute all my playing to Randy. What I've done, whether, you know, maybe that's not saying anything or could be saying something big. I mean, Randy is the one that originally taught me how to play a song and put a chord progression together and taught me a few songs. And I remember a couple of them. I think one was Don't Go by Judas Priest. Another one was like Paranoid. And this was way back in the day. And from there, I never took lessons or anything like that. I just wanted to do my own thing or whatever. But I've always attributed anything that I did in music to you.
Wow. Well, thanks. Thanks, JD. That's an enormous compliment. Because a guy like you, you know, and speaking again about creativity, I mean, doing the Wicked Angel thing, that was huge back in, you know, in the 80s. And I mean, that was really for Windsor, you know, stepping outside the box. And whether you like the music or not, I mean, you know, the people that showed up to the gigs obviously did. Yours truly did. But regardless of that, I mean, you know, taking risks like that is what it's all about, man. And you know, I have to tip my hat to you as well. So
thanks, man. That's cool. But yeah, I've always attributed my music history or career to you. And I've told you that a number of times. Anyway. So
thanks, buddy.
I really appreciate that. And I always have.
Thanks.
I don't know what I would have done without that instruction from you. I also wanted to talk a little bit about South Detroit Soundhouse, which is a project that I've been doing with Randy, whereby we're interviewing international and national artists that come to the Windsor, Detroit area. And Randy's hosting the show. It's a video show. And we've actually interviewed a couple of big artists already, Toto and Eddie Money. Tell us a little bit about Detroit Soundhouse and maybe even Splash if you want.
Well, South Detroit Soundhouse is a collaboration between yours truly and yourself, which is a real big passion of mine lately. It's funny, I just told the story the other day of how it started. We were going to go exploring on our Jeeps. We were going to go off-roading on Boblo Island and explore around there. And then it started to rain and we ended up grabbing a shawarma on Olette and talking about this. So it's you know, sometimes you know, the bad turns into something good. So from there, it was great, man. It was a natural project that came through just chatting. And I had done, you know, phoner interviews with international guitarists and musicians, writing for Splash magazines, which is another story. And I thought, you know, what a great idea, man. I mean, you know, Jeff, the ultimate videographer and, you know, passionate about music and a great friend. And I thought, well, what a great thing we could put together if we put, you know, the interviews that I was doing with your, you know, ability to make it all happen with video and editing and sound and all that stuff. And I thought, you know, this could really turn into something. And I think we're on the way, and I think it's going to grow from here. And, you know, so far we're Windsor's best kept secret.
Right on. Yeah. South Detroit Soundhouse is a lot of fun. Really cool. Listeners can check out SouthDetroitSoundhouse.com if you want to check out the interviews, and there'll be more on the way for sure. It's a pretty exciting new thing. I think it's a great thing for the area here. A great new progression for you, Randy, you know, coming from the writing background and then to phoner interviews with major artists. He's talked to everybody, Peter Frampton, Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, just to name a few of them. Listeners can also check out your website, right, to listen to interviews and so forth?
That's right, randyfalsetta.com.
Now, lastly, I just want to ask you a little bit about the internet affecting music instructors and that kind of thing. I know you, I believe you taught back in the day. Did you teach in school as well as a music instructor?
Well, I basically taught my way through university, which helped pay for my education. So I had a number of students, probably more than I should have, which really affected my academic grades. So, it was through, you know, four institutions that I was teaching during the week, plus teaching at home. You know, it just, teaching is great. It broadens your scope as well with people bringing in things that they need to learn. And it, you know, again, challenges you and builds up your ear and whatnot. But going back to the internet, you know, there's one thing I got to say about the internet, and this goes back to what I had said earlier about spinning records and learning things that way. There's a lot of kids out there these days that have the abilities to go on the internet and learn on video what they want to pick up, as opposed to going to formal lessons, which is great. But the only thing is that because that vehicle is available to them, I think that they should be further on in their guitar learnings and careers than I was back then, because there's so much more available to people. I mean, there's the ability to go on the internet, find some app or somebody slowing down a solo for you right in front of your eyes, where back then I remember having to pick out note for note. So maybe their ears aren't as great as they could be, but I think that because of the tools out there, that there should be some real keeners out there in the future, hopefully.
And then as far as instructors go, though, people say music on the internet, downloading and whatnot, is kind of hurting music. Do you think it affects negatively instructors because it's so readily and easily available now online? Or do you think that maybe, it's something that I think is maybe that music instructors should just be more innovative and utilize the internet for what they do?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question, actually, because I actually never thought of that. But the artists that I've always spoken to, the guitar players, have always spoken with great concern about the internet and what it's done to the record industry. I mean, everything speaks volumes. It's, you know, record labels are on their way to being defunct. Studios have closed. Engineers have lost jobs, all kinds of things like that. But you know what? In terms of instructors, that's a really great point, because now you can go on the internet. But I think the only thing about the internet, and even if I wanted to poke my nose in on the internet, even somebody who has some abilities to very good abilities, there is no beginning and end. There's no, you know, where did you leave off last week, or let's continue from here. It's you're poking around, and there's no, like, say for instance, if you wanted to learn the blues, I mean, to learn here and there riffs is great off the internet, but there has to be some kind of formal structure, something where you start and something where there's never really an end. But, you know, if you can imagine that, there has to be some kind of path to get where you want to go, which the internet doesn't provide.
Very good point. Very good point. Well, we appreciate you being on the show today about the theory versus tab and by ear playing, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your day at the beach.
Yeah, hang on a second. Miss, would you mind rubbing some of this lotion on my back?
Whoa, this is a clean show.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, JD, it was great talking to you, buddy, and I will see you soon, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, Randy.
Take care.
However you learn music, I think it's just the fact that you learn music that's important. Whether it's a hobby or your professional career, creating music, sharing your music, or just having fun playing or performing, it's something that everyone can enjoy. Well, except maybe those with music anhedonia, but that's another show. In fact, if you check out the You Talking to Me show archives, you'll actually find a show on just that. Check out the You Talking to Me website at www.youtalkingtome.ca. That's with the number 2. Also visit today's guest, Randy Falsetta, on the web at randyfalsetta.com, FALSETTA.com. There you'll find some cool phone interviews with Peter Frampton, Joe Satriani, and more. Visit SouthDetroitSoundhouse.com for video interviews shot by yours truly and hosted by Randy. And while you're at it, check out the Music Talk-based morning show I do with longtime co-host Lippo. Visit BigJDandLippo.com or search Big JD in the iTunes store. This is You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.